you know, describing the dressing room as devastated last week, have you needed or felt, you know, you've had to step in and lift the players' spirits in this week in training?
No, I wouldn't say I've had to do that, Mick. I've shown them moments why we lost the game. I showed a lot of positive that we've done to near enough win the game. So we focused heavily on the positives, but still looked at the negatives that we can get better at, what we call fix-ups. So, yeah, we're a great group, Mick. They hold each other accountable. I hold them accountable, the staff hold them accountable, and every time we leave a meeting, it's very much outcome-based, and then we go and fix the problem.
The player's attitude character's never, ever been challenged, but when you look at that devastated dressing room, does that kind of reflect the high standards now being set by you in the Super League?
Possibly. I think that probably resonates more with our group. Again, I've just spoke about we don't have any grey areas. I'm very black and white. We work very black and white. If you've played well and performed, you'll get the love. But if you've not performed, you'll be certainly held accountable. So that works well for our group. There's no grey areas and every single person knows where they stand.
I only managed to speak to one player briefly after the game and I kind of got the acknowledgement, you know, that the effort was there. But moving on now, it's all about letting go of that disappointment and moving on to the next challenge. Is that something you're focused on, this, you know, moving on?
Yeah, we're very good at that. We're very good at it. We fix the problem all straight after games. We address it, we move on, then we prep straight away for the next game. And very lucky our next game is we get to go to our old enemy over at Headingley, so there's no bigger motive than wanting to perform this week.
It is Leeds on Sunday. What would success look like for you in terms of, you know, the team's response going into this weekend's game?
To come away with no injuries.
And just on the injuries, Kurt, I didn't quite catch what Mitch Sue has done. Was that in the reserve game against London at the weekend?
It is. So Mitch had pretty much done 77 minutes and he's done his syndesmosis, so it will require an operation.
And just on Cameron Bay, I'm not sure if you've seen his social media post, very, very heartfelt, a lot of disappointment there. He's still got a very bright future on the back of, obviously, this season-ending injury at Salford.
Yeah, I'm not a social media man, Mick, you know that, but we've spoken to Cam, I've spoken to some of our senior players in particular to get around Cam and be there to support him. The kid's got a really long journey ahead of him. It's probably potentially 12 months, if not longer, that he's out with his ACL, LCL, MCL. He's ripped his hamstring off the bone. So it's a really, really bad injury. And we're here to support Cam. We'll do anything that he needs. And he's a fantastic young man who's had an awful injury.
I know you mentioned Phoenix Steinwade. How far are Brandon Douglas and Jamie Gill to boosting those numbers?
Yeah, Gilly's not far off. Gilly could potentially be available for OKR. And Brandon Douglas is just an ongoing knee issue at the moment.
And just on Joe Keyes, Rowan Milnes, I think you said that they're both back running in training. Are we likely to see either of those in the remaining seven games?
Yes, I'm hoping so. I'm hoping to see both of them. They've both run again today, even further. I know Milnes in particular has done some change of direction. So I am hopeful, Mick, that we'll see both of them before we're back into the season. Right now, it'd probably be Keyes before Milnes. But yeah, fingers crossed we'll see both.
Just on Alfie Lake, I know there's a reserve game against St. Helens at Oxford on Friday evening. Where do you see Alfie Lee? Is he going to more, you know, feature in that, or, you know, will he be in the 21-man squad for the trip to Leeds?
Alfie will be with us for the trip to Leeds. Whether he plays or not, I'm not sure yet, but he'll be with us. He'll probably entirely unlikely he'll play reserves.
Just on that sort of reluctance to go on the loan market, does that show you care about the DNA identity of the club rather than bringing in, you know, potential loan player? You know, you give an opportunity in a Super League debut to Alfie Lake?
Yeah, for sure. Listen, I can't wax lyrical about us being the scrappers and having this next man up mentality. If when we go through really adverse times, I look to go down a different path of not giving our own an opportunity. So I've always spoke about promoting our youth and something I care deeply about. I have a good relationship with Ryan Honkin and Jonathan Schofield, and we're all as one as a club, and ultimately we've got to do right by what we've got in this building.
You've spoken numerous times, Kurt, this season about the squad being shot to pieces. I know you'd rather not be in this position, but because you've been here before with 14, 15, and I think as many as 16 players out for this weekend's game, does that help you, Carl, and Green in navigate around this injury adversity?
I think what helps us, Mick, is the playing roster. You know, nobody sulks. It's opportunity for players, and then that five 5 to 10% more need from everybody. We usually get that back. So there's never a stress, there's never a dull moment in this environment, and we understand the situation where we're at. We'll come together as a group for them boys in particular that are injured. And no, it's just a reflection of a fantastic group of men that I coach.
And just finally from me, I'm sure supporters understand that the challenges that you're facing ahead of this derby game. Is there anything you'd like to say to them ahead of the trip to Leeds on Sunday?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going through a really tough spell at the moment in regards to injuries, which is very frustrating because we've had a win at Huddersfield and put in a really good performance at Wainfield. So please get over to Headley, support the boys. There's going to be a lot of people out of position. It's going to look a lot different. We're going to have to ask them to do some things that they've probably never had to put themselves through in such a big game, and support us through these really tough times because the good times are coming.
Cheers, Kurt.
This is West Yorkshire Rugby League Radio with Mick the Game Caller Gledhill.